With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Today we're going to talk, I guess, about the Convention Center study and what Visit Buffalo Niagara and others have to say about it.
What kind of questions do you have for the committee?
I have a lot of questions. You know, first of all, I mean, the biggest question is how are we going to pay for something like this? There's been no evidence presented to me at this point that the state's going to kick in any money. And when I ask how much money the state's kicked in for other similar convention centers across the state, that answer is always elusive, and I still have yet to get any real numbers on it. So I'm interested to see what they have to say today.
Is today's thing just a formality?
I think the chairman of the Economic Development Committee wanted to have a discussion, which is good. I had a private discussion with Patrick Kaler and Paul Murphy from Visit Buffalo Niagara and the Convention Center a couple of weeks ago. And I think, personally, a lot of this is a little premature based on where the study is at and all the other additional studies and research and dialogue that needs to happen before any type of decision is made.
Is the understanding that something needs to be done, it's just a matter of what?
You know, that's what all these signs say. You know, these signs all say doing nothing is not an option, but I'm not sure that's true. The fact of the matter is, even in the projections in the Convention Center study, if we were to build something, we're still operating at a deficit, which is not something that we should be doing. And, you know, maybe we are trying to do something that really isn't who we are. You know, we're not Pittsburgh, we're not Toronto, we're not New York City, we're Buffalo. So if we, you know, really have the discussion and decide whether or not we want to be in that business and try and get those bigger conventions, we should be looking into that as well.
Could the economic revenue be worth it in the end?
I haven't seen any projections that show that. If we're still operating at a significant deficit, then the answer is probably no. And I don't know if the taxpayers of Erie County really are looking to spend $450 million on an if-come basis.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.